Plenty happening this morning on Summer Breakfast. Keep your text messages coming all morning long, 0433 98 11 16. We started the show today by talking about things that you've left on your roof.
Beetle says, left your roof.
Yeah, I did.
You left your little man bag on the roof.
It's not a man bag. Oh. Beetle off the text says, obviously Kingy spends no cash. Oh. How else would his wallet stay on the roof of the car if it wasn't weighed down?
I spend lots, don't worry.
He's a cashless man these days, Kingy. Cashless
Who,
man.
Me?
You. You just do everything by...
Can you get to the guest, please?
Sam Willoughby's going to join us in about 20 minutes from now. Kayla George from the Melbourne Boomers. And we're going to learn a little bit more about this golf day that you're playing in after 8 o'clock. Mark Hayes is going to have a chat to us as well. But one man, this is your last show for the year, Kingy. We said before we finish up that you're really keen, and we're really keen, to have a chat to Dean Solomon about the year and about what's coming up next. And he joins us today with thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Christmas. Dean, good morning.
Good morning, lads. How are you?
Hey, we're excellent. Thanks for your time this morning. First and foremost, tell us about the gym that you've launched in Kingscliff. I was reading about this yesterday.
Yeah, we've launched. It's a wellness hub. So we cut a long story short. When we sort of got stood down at the start of the year, my wife and I were sort of talking about the local area that we live in and just probably the state of the world and where it was all at. And we sort of started playing around with ideas and. In the end, we sort of come up with the concept of basically having like a Bunnings, but for wellness. So trying to deliver as much as possible under one roof, just so people can physically and probably more importantly, mentally, just get themselves in a really good state. So we launched, we've been open for 8 weeks now and it's been amazing. The local community, the uptake and, the feedback has been sensational. So it's a new journey, and it's one that's really exciting. So I've thoroughly enjoyed the process, and yeah, I'm looking forward to what the future holds with it.
We're just trying to track you down. We're playing around game of Where's Solly at the moment,
and we
want to know what you're doing and where you're going, because your name was thrown around a fair bit, Solly, for a few vacancies, a few jobs that were around, both senior AFL and just underneath that. Where are you at with the AFL coaching side of things, and where's it taking you at the moment?
Yeah, Key, it's mate, we're competitors. It sits inside me. I still have aspirations to be a senior coach. I've had 23 years in the AFL bubble, and I just wanted to take 12 months out and just. I got some really good feedback when I was going through the level 4 coaching course, and the final components of that is you present for a senior coaching job, you face a panel, and they grill you, and it was awesome because it really held me in good stead when I went for the Fremantle job. And cut a long story short, Adam Simpson posed some really good questions to me. He said, "Mate, have you ever hired anyone? Have you ever managed like 10 to 60 people? Have you ever sacked anyone? I was like, "Well, no," and I followed him up with with questions, and he wished that he had dumped something like running his own business or something prior to going into senior coaching. And and as it turned out this year, with what's happened in AFL footy, et cetera, I come with this idea of launching my own business, and I thought, I'm going to use this 12 months to develop myself in a different way. And I know some coaches, senior coaches in particular. Hey, mate, how are you? So I'm just letting a member in, please.
Oh.
Jumping, mate.
Another couple of bucks jumping in, Solly. Another couple of dollars just popping in the back pocket.
Exactly, mate. Okay. I've sort of taken this 12 months to develop myself in other ways and learn how to just manage. I mean, I had 3 weeks as an interim coach, and I got an insight to what it takes to be a senior coach. And that's such a small sample, and probably senior coaches out there or anyone would probably laugh at me because it's probably nothing compared to what they confront, but. I just want to put myself in situations that I'm managing people, dealing with all different types of issues, and then really instilling a really strong. I manage 8 staff already, and I'm just the way we conduct ourselves, the day to day habits, the values we stand for. So I sort of see it as a kind of little kind of footy club, a little footy club that I've sort of started, and so far so good. I've really enjoyed it, and. There's other parts of my coaching I want to involve in as well, and that'll probably be a little bit of media stuff, and I'll look at that probably in the new year just to round myself off going forward.
Have you found yourself sitting at home after a day at the office there with the staff and thinking, gee, I might have gone a bit far here with the 360-degree feedback or one of the lateral things you've learnt through your time in footy, and you thought, this is probably a bit too much. I've gone a bit strong here.
Yeah, no, to be honest, there is. There's elements of that. And it's, you know, and then it's surprising also the flip side to that is how much they really enjoy honest feedback, you know. So it is a bit different to club land, but in many ways it's very similar too. So, yeah, it's a short journey thus far, but, geez, I love it. It's really, really good.
How many clubs made contact with you through this off-season period to try and get you involved?
Oh, yeah, there's a few, Kingy. They went through my manager. I said that after finishing with the Suns, I put my phone down for literally 8 weeks. I didn't want anything to do with having chats or anything like that. But I know my manager, I think it was something like, I think it was eight clubs, something in total, that inquired and wanted to touch base. And I just wasn't at that stage that I wanted to, I sort of was working out what I wanted to do next. So I didn't entertain it at the time. And then as I come up, back up for some fresh air, I sort of decided to take this journey for 12 months and, as I said, continue to develop myself.
Dean Solomon joining us this morning on SEM Breakfast. Dean, what did it mean to you when the position at the Suns was no longer there for you? You wouldn't have seen it. If you put your phone down, you probably wouldn't have seen it. But on Twitter and other mediums like that, guys from within your playing group and guys who have played under you were in a big long line to express their support for you and how much they loved working with you. I don't know if you've caught up with some of those tweets and the nice things that were written, but what does that mean to you as a person who's working with young men?
It means everything. I haven't probably searched out the Twitter or the social media forum, but more so the direct messages to me. Personally, that's why you coach. You just want to see young men, but also young women within the staff, the football department. You just want to see them blossom. You just want to try and provide a platform that they can be the best that they can be. And, you know, I'm really comfortable in the fact that, 10 years at the Suns, I loved every moment. And I put my head on the pillow every night knowing that I gave everything I could for that footy club and in particular for the players to achieve their dream. And, although we didn't achieve any success whilst there, and that's something that sort of really sits within me and burns. I would have loved to have delivered or helped deliver some success to those guys. But, to answer your question, that's why you coach. You don't coach to be liked. You coach to be respected. And, that's certainly come through in the connection I've had post leaving the Suns.
We spoke with Justin Lepich yesterday, and he's in a similar position to you, Solly. He just feels like he needs that 12 months off, just a break, just a reset. Doesn't think a year after almost 30 years in the game is going to make any difference to what he can bring in an assistant coach or even senior coaching level the moment he decides, if he does, to come back to the AFL circle. Are you the same? Are you thinking that this is just a 12-month gap year to refresh and recharge and you will come back to football, or is it open-ended, your break at the moment?
Oh, it's pretty really hard to say right now, mate. But the plan is, yeah, absolutely, 12 months, and then get back into footy. I love footy. Can you know? Yeah. I used to love, bashing going head to head with you, mate.
And bashing people, you know. Solly.
No. We're competitors. We love footy, and we love what it provides for people. And in particular, I mean, on the back of this year, what in particular you guys down in Melbourne, what you've gone through, and everything like that. Like, if I can, I've got the passion. I love footy. I love coaching. I just personally, just needed 12 months out to continue to develop myself, and then I'll be looking to get back in and try and support or help a club and move forward and achieve success.
I feel like you'll have something to give here. We've had a topic this morning, your biggest spend on something that's not going to give you a return. So something that's a hobby or something crazy. We had people spending $20,000 on their bikes, that sort of stuff. I just got a feeling you've got something big to drop. What's been your biggest spend on something silly, something stupid?
Oh, no. Geez, can you, we've got a couple of hours?
Yeah. I think you've got a couple to give.
No, nothing really jumps to mind. I remember, geez, I must have been at 21. So what's that? 2001 or 2002. This is a bit of a silly story, but my mate and I were, it was a Saturday afternoon. We just went to the pub and had a few beers and we had a few bets. And anyway, cut a long story short, we ended up winning, I think it was like $3,000 or something. We fluked something. We only outlaid $50, but cut a long story short, we went straight out and we as we're walking out across the road was this new scooter shop, and they had these light on scooters that were like $1,500 each, and we thought that was the best idea we could possibly have at the time. So we grabbed two, and as it turns out, I was only staying in Adelaide for 3 days, so I left it when I flew out, and my mate doesn't even know what happened to him. So I think his mates got on them and what they went, but great idea at the time, but it would have been handy in the bank.
Oh, well, it's all part of the story of growing up, I suppose. Hey, Solly, thanks for joining us today. As we say, it's King's last show today for the year, and we're pretty keen to just get a bit of a guide of what next year looks like for you. So good luck with what you're doing with the Wellness Hub in Kingscliff, and we want to see you back in footy in 2022.
It needs you. No worries, lads.
Thanks for your time, and enjoy your time off, Kiki.
Good on you, Solly.
Dean Solomon joining us on Summer Brekkie. We'll get to Meredith, and then I want to talk to you about what we just spoke to Dean Solomon about.
Where's Solly?